This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries.
Joining us online, it's good for you to turn your Bible as well to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 12, verse 47. And I'm sure at home as well, you can see it on the screen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's read. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. May we not be beaten. Amen. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's bow our head as we pray. Ancient of Days, we honor you. We magnify your name. What a privilege and honor to be called into your presence and to be called your own. We honor you, Father. We magnify you. As we stand and we prepare our mind to receive from your throne, we ask you, Ancient of Days, to minister to us. Let the Holy Spirit be the teacher. I surrender myself under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The Bible said the entrance of your word bring life. I pray today, Father, the entrance of this word will bring light, will bring life, will bring blessing, will bring deliverance, will bring joy, will bring transformation, and we as well bring healing into our soul and our spirit. Speak to me, Father, and speak to me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, the whole church say, big amen. Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Most High God. It is a privilege and honor to actually have every one of you in the house today. We are going into the Word of God, and after that I can come up with some few announcements that we have in the house. But now it is time to hear the Word of God, and I want to ask you to please get your paper and pen, note some messages down, because the entrance of the Word of God bring deliverance and healing, and it bring light. When the Word of God come and you allow it to enter into your soul, when we allow the Word to enter into our spirit man, that is when it brings transformation into our life. So I want us to receive this Word of God today. And we are looking at the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 47. And as we read before, I'm going to read again. He says, and that servant who knew his master's will. Please don't miss this particular word. When you miss the Word of God, that is the Bible, you miss the message. The Word of God is the message. Praise the Lord. And the servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself. Let somebody say prepare. Prepare. You knew your master's will and he did not prepare himself or do according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. It's as simple as that. And the servant that know, you knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to the will of the master, he shall be beaten with many stripes. Let me say that again. The servant that know the will of his master. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plan that I have towards you. The will that I have towards you is of good but not of evil, but to give you expected it. I want you to prosper as you're so prospering. I want you to be the head and not be the tail. Now, whoever is that servant that know the master's will, let's say the will of God. Whoever that is that servant that know the will of his king. And in the kingdom that you know what your master wants, and you did not prepare yourself for it. Or you did not do according to his will, that servant is in trouble. That servant will not just be ignored, but he shall be beaten with many stripes. May the Lord bless his holy word of God.
Amen.
May Jehovah bless this word of God.
Amen.
I titled this message, or let me say, this message is titled, Prepare for Your Expectation. You've got to prepare yourself. You've got to get yourself ready for the will of God, for what God actually have in store for you. What you have prayed for that 21 days, fasting and prayer, you have to really, really prepare yourself for it, or else there is trouble. Many of us, we know the will of God. Many of us, we are saying, oh, I know the plan that God has towards me. But what are you doing concerning the will and the plan that God has towards you? When you are expecting a miracle, when you are expecting blessing, when you are expecting major breakthrough in your life, you've got to make sure that you prepare for what you are expecting. That is what that scripture says. He said, the servant who knew his master's will. What is the will of God for your life? The Lord has promised you that you are going to be fruitful and multiply. The Lord has promised you that what you ask for, ask and it shall be given back to you. You know the will of God that when you knock upon the door is going to open. You know that when you seek the face of God, you are going to find God. Now, that scripture says, if you know the will of your master, you must go to another level. The next level after expectation is to prepare for what you are expecting. Am I ministering to somebody in the house? The next level is to prepare for what you are expecting from the Lord, because you know the Lord is going to do what he said he's going to do for you. Be ready for the birth and manifestation of what the Lord told you that he's going to do. Turn to your neighbor and say, be ready. Don't just sit there and say, I'm expecting a miracle. Be ready for your expectation. Why? Because God always acts in a sudden way. The reason why you have to be prepared is that God moves suddenly. God can bless you suddenly. Who am I talking to? God can change the story of your life suddenly. God can just choose to change your address just like that. My God, I said, God can change your life. If the Bible says in Psalm 30 verse 5, I've mentioned it before, that weeping may endure for a night, but it says joy comes in the morning. Now listen to this. This means that fulfillment and change of season usually come right after the midnight season. Can I say that again? That miracle, a turnaround and change in your life will come right after. Let somebody say right after. Right after your midnight season. That means, let me explain a little bit. That means that when you are in a midnight season, when things are not working for you, when things are not okay, when things are not right, when you are crying, at that moment that things have come to the time of the worst place, that is the moment that you have to start to plan your money season. That is the time that you're supposed to plan when things are really difficult for you. Weeping may endure for a night, but right after midnight, joy comes. Are you prepared for joy? Why things are not okay? Are you preparing for celebration? Even right after your midnight season. Many of us, we use that scripture, but we are not actually getting ourselves ready. Are you getting ready even though you are barren today? Even though things are not where they're supposed to be today. Are you actually planning and preparing for the birth of your baby? How you are going to do the celebration and the christening of your child? Praise the name of the Lord. Your season of manifestation is far approaching. Who get that? Who is the person that have got that? The season and the time of your manifestation of what you pray for. I don't know who I'm ministering to. I don't know what God have sent me to today. I said the season and the time of manifestation of what you pray for, of what you ask the Lord for, is far approaching. Your next stop, let me tell you, if you are in a coach or you are in a train, when you know that your next stop, they keep announcing to you. And they keep telling you that your next stop is bank. Your next stop is embankment. And now can I tell you right now, you have been praying for financial breakthrough. Your next stop is just bank. I'm telling you, the next stop is bank. And I'm here to make an announcement to you. When they tell you that your next stop is bank, all what you need to do is to prepare yourself. You're going to get your bag. You're going to look around you. I don't want to forget my family. I don't want to forget my children. I don't want to forget my bag. I don't want to forget my phone. I don't want to forget what belongs to me. Because we are all going to the next level of our life. Your time of manifestation is very far approaching right now. You are approaching your next stop. Your next stop is blessing. Your next stop is breakthrough. Your next stop is joy. Your next stop is your marriage. Your next stop is your extension for me. Your next stop is healing. Who am I ministering to in this hour? Marika Shekerebo Santo Lobosha. If you're that person, say loud amen right now. Oh my God, I can hear you right now. Bashakaraba Sendelebosha. I don't know who I'm ministering to in this house. I say your next stop is called healing. You have been praying to the Lord for healing. I say your next stop is deliverance, because you have been knocking upon the door. Get yourself ready. Prepare yourself. Prepare your mindset. You have been in that position for too long. You have been sitting down for too long. You have been struggling for too long. The Lord is about to take you to another level. The next level of your life, and the next level that you are going to is going to praise the people, is going to amaze the people, because the Lord is going to do something spectacular in your life. If you are that person, let me hear you say big amen. The servant that know the will of his master and did not prepare, you will forget your bag in the tree. If you did not prepare, you will forget your umbrella in the train. Go to lost properties. When people want to get down, they go like this, they're sleeping. And they say, the next stop is bank. They jump out of the train. And then they now say, oh my God, I left my bag. They now say, oh my God, I left my umbrella. Oh my God, I left my shopping in the bus, in the train. Because you are not prepared. You didn't get yourself ready. You didn't prepare that you are getting down the next stop. Many of us will enjoy the journey of barrenness for too long, that you are so sleepy. Many people enjoy the house that you are living in, that you are not comfortable, that you are not prepared yourself. You've got to pack your bag, because that is not your address. And you prepare, oh my God, I feel something in my spirit. I feel something in my spirit. You've got to make sure that your bag is properly packed, because you've got to get yourself ready that I'm going on a journey and I'm ready to leave this address, because this is not my last bus stop. I am just cutting in this house. Who am I ministering to right now? Don't your neighbor and say be prepared. Don't your neighbor and say be prepared. Don't to somebody and say it loud. Be prepared. Be prepared. Be prepared. Church, be prepared that God is changing your address. Be prepared to go to another level. Be prepared to move out of the category of those that are barren. Be prepared to change your name among the people that are single for a long time. Be prepared to move out of the realm of those people that are struggling to make it. Be prepared to get yourself out of the accommodation that God did not prepare for you. Be prepared to come off of those people that are actually going to hospital every day. Be prepared to change your GP or your consultant, because you are not going to be among the people that are going to come to see your consultant again, because God is preparing to heal you. God is preparing to deliver you. God is preparing to change your situation. Hallelujah, somebody. I said be prepared. Many Christians cannot prepare for the future. Many Christians, we shout up a new year without sitting down to ask, where is the way to go? Let me tell you, when June, before we know it, 2015 is finished. Is the truth, not reality, the truth. 2015 is going to be gone. Then what did we achieve? Many of your mates are building houses. If you invest your £1,000 since January, this is June, it will have given you 7% increase from my investors in the house. Increase. Don't just spend it. The year is going to an end. Don't just be excited about everything and we don't even prepare. Where is the excitement about the 21 days fasting and prayer? And what are you now expecting from the Lord? Praise the name of the Lord. Turn to a neighbor and say, hey, you have to prepare. Preparation. What is the meaning of preparation? Preparation is the action of making something ready for use. Preparation means to put in a proper condition for readiness. I'm ready. If I should have £1,000,000 in my hand, I'm ready to invest it there. I've already contacted people in America, in Japan, in China, what I'm going to do with the money. Is that I have solution. All I need, I'm here. All I need is what I'm going to use to solve the problem. You just need that, what God has promised you. Who am I speaking to? Perfect preparation will lead to public manifestation. Let me say that again. Perfect preparation will lead to public manifestation. Don't just forget things. Don't just expect. We've got to make sure that we prepare for what we are expecting. Let me give you some example. If you are expecting the Lord to bless you with a car, do you actually have a driver's license? Because the car is going to come. Amen, somebody. Now, how are you going to drive the car if you don't have driver's license? So while you pray, God, I need a car to take to uni. Prepare. Go and do driving tests. Who am I talking to? Get somebody to teach you how to drive. When you have the car will drive you at your corridor. Because you buy the car, you put the car there. Now, do you know what? Now, if because you are praying for the car, the manifestation will not come, because the Lord knows you are not ready for what you're asking for. Can I say that again? The Lord that we serve is a mighty God that knows if you are ready for the car. If you are expecting the Lord to bless you with a car, what you are going to do, my keyboards have given up on me. What you are going to do is to ask your brother, teach me how to drive. Or go and get some instructor, or go your husband. Sometimes husbands are very difficult to teach you how to drive, you know. When my husband, we are teaching me how to drive, say, Femi, let me call driving more. Say, why are you going that way? Why are you going that way? You are going to hit the car next to you. Praise the Lord. And I said, okay, me, call drive. Let's stop here. Let me get down. take over. Praise the Lord. Go and get even your brother teach you how to drive, he can give you his dirty slap. Go and get an instructor if you really want the Lord to bless you with a car. Amen. If you are preparing for the car, God is ready to bless you with the car. If you're expecting him to actually give you a miracle in your life, you've got to, you are expecting money to come. Now can't. Where do they pay the money to? Praise the name of the Lord. Let me tell you this, what happened in the life of Israel. They first of all have to take the first step. The Bible said to us that Israel, River Jordan did not part for them until they step in. Don't expect that the Red Sea is going to part until you face the Red Sea. The Bible said the River Jordan was there. Now God told them, take a step. Every step they take, the sea begin to part. River Jordan begin to give way. Until you take a step, that is when God begin to open the windows of heaven and begin to pour blessing upon your life. Say, I'm expecting. Let me tell you your preparation. Your preparation might be to go back to school. That is your preparation. Your preparation might be for you to go and register for seminars. Go back to where go back. Your preparation might be for you to do your CV. You have to update it. I have people in the house that can help you. Praise the name of the Lord. I have willing children. For record purposes, I'm not mentioning it. That are ready to help you. The CV that you have over 15 years ago is what you are still using to ask for job. Now, even though you have prayed, listen, you have prayed for the job. And God is ready to bless you with a job. But every time you take your CV, that is 15 years old CV, to the workplace, they will turn you down. Why? You yourself are not prepared for a good job. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to bring up. Your CV is not updated. You did not update yourself. You cannot say you are looking for a job in a bank. Oh, my pad, you know. You cannot use you can't do DPF, you can't do what? You can't do Excel. All what you know is Sodok. At the end of the day, there is no way you're going to get a job. If you don't prepare yourself, you have prepared to fail. You are expecting something from the Lord. You've got to prepare. Continuous preparation. Many of us were wasting good resources. We can do better than what other people cannot. The only thing that is different from them is their package. I've told you before. They package themselves properly. They present what they have. And we that are really good, we are not actually having a good finished product. We are just struggling. We are just using the talent underneath the curtain. Instead of us to showcase ourselves, stand out there. Boost yourself up. Don't do as if when you see everyone standing, then you do as if you are the least person among them. Let me tell you, I used to be there. I've said it many times. Low self-esteem. Inferiority, that is what they call it. You feel inferior. Immediately I see some people that wear suit and they stand like that. You believe that they can offer better things. Listen to them before you kill yourself. See what they've got before you kill yourself. Hear them speak before you know that you can. And it's not even about them. It's about what you carry. Who am I talking to? Don't look at other footballers because they say da-da-da. And you know, you see people with big chests. David did not feel intimidated when he saw Goliath. Hello, somebody. Even though he was 6 foot and all those things tall, more than that, he said, you, I will bring you down. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in you. I have a savior. It's about you getting yourself ready. Prepare for your interview. When you see other people that come to interview with their briefcase, not worry. What did I say? They come with the gigantic and they have their five this big. It's not about their fire, it's about what you carry, man. And you are not intimidated. Prepare yourself for your interview. When you get there, you will do excellently. You can't just ask the Lord, oh, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you are going for, you know, you want to pass your exam and you did not prepare for it. You've got to prepare. Amen, somebody. Let me go quickly because of the time. Let's look at the things that you have to do so that you will be able to receive what you are prepared, what you are expecting. There's so many things you must put in place. And those are the things that I've mentioned about your life. For you to have what you expected, one thing that you have to do is important. And I want you to understand, if I can mention one or two or three, then we go. You must, the first thing, number one thing that you have to do, one, you have to make sure that you speak your expectation. It's important. What did I say? Say it louder than that, church. Say it louder than that, church. Say it louder than that, church. Turn to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, speak your expectation. What does that mean? You must put your expectation into words. Verbalize what you expect. Verbalize what you want the Lord to do for you. Verbalize what you want your business to be. The gentleman that I told you when he spoke to you, every time he's talking to me, what he does is that he said, we, your imagination has to be bigger than where you are. Your expectation, see yourself, not where you are now, but where you want the Lord to take you to. What happened to your vision? What can you see? Even though you've just started that little business, are you expecting it to be great that people are going to be buying shares from you as they buy from Barclays? Who am I talking to here? Who am I ministering to? Please, I want you to respond back. Have you seen yourself in a situation whereby they're going to need your service all over the world? You might be at the corner right now, but see yourself that you are going to be great. I keep telling the young ones that don't see yourself as a student that go to shops and steal and shoplift. See yourself as the MP of this nation. That if your record come out later, 20 years later, then they don't bring it out that you shoplifted. They don't bring it out that you fight. Don't see yourself as a young one now. Always look at where you are going to be in the future. Those things can begin to affect you. So you have to understand. I said, speak your expectation. What did you hear the Lord say? Both those things that the Lord said concerning your life. What did Daddy preach about? What did Pastor Blessing preach about? What did Pastor Victoria preach about? What was the word of prophecy that came out of your life? What jumped out of the text that you received? Because many people will see the text and say, it's a broadcast to everybody. Then you miss what is yours out of it. I can guarantee you. If you don't receive it, when God drop a message in someone's house and say, share this, the message is for someone. If you receive it, you will see the manifestation. Did you start to verbalize that word that God said to you? Apart from God, the most powerful force on earth is words of mouth. Let me say that again. God is the most powerful person. I'm talking about Jehovah. Did Jehovah El Elyon, that is the most high, is so powerful that no one can stand against his doing. The next thing that is powerful that people use is the word of mouth. That is why people can say, I'm going to curse, because they know words are powerful. That is the reason why the devil put negative speaking into people's mouth. He want them to say things that are negative. He want them to say, I know that is how it used to happen to me. What you have just said is that people always blame me. And that is how they're going to be blaming you. Amen, somebody. Every one of us that is listening to me now, wherever you may be, including myself, we are partly product of the words that people spoke into our life and the one that we speak to our own life. That is we are product of what people say. Your life, your business, your career. We operate in the spirit of what people say. And that is why it's important as parents that we don't say negative things to our children. When they call you for something, you know, we don't say, is that what you, they say, mommy, look what I draw. And you say, is that why you call me? Please, I don't want to see what you draw now. You've just killed the spirit of that child. When they come with something little, when they come and said they actually do this, don't look at them. A child that come home and say, oh, my school, we play football and we got the cup. Please, tomorrow he can actually be playing for England. Celebrate that cup of their school. Who am I ministering to? Speak words. Encourage people. Let's encourage them. The word that we say are very important. Let me go on this. I don't want to miss it. We are the product of what people say. Hebrew 11 verse 3 says, by faith. Everything that God did is actually, I told you last Sunday, it was out of, the Lord created everything out of words. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. God said, let there be light. God said, let there be light, and there was light.
This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries.